Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is the last segment from Surah Al-Haqqah, from verse 38. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون. إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل لأخذنا منه باليمين ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين فما منكم من أحد عنه حاجزين وإنه لتذكرة للمتقين وإنا لنعلم أن منكم مكذبين وإنه لحسرة على الكافرين وإنه لحق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. After telling all these great facts that what happened to the people when they rejected their messenger, and after describing the events of the Day of Judgment and the outcome of the people of paradise who receive their books on their right, and the people of the hellfire who receive their book in their left, and what happens to them, Allah now comes to the conclusion of this surah by saying that this is the Quran. See how much valuable information Allah is bringing through this Quran, because this is a window of the unseen. Allah is exposing to the mankind this beneficial knowledge in the Quran. Nobody could have come up with this knowledge if Allah had not conveyed this knowledge through the prophets and messengers to the mankind. So let's give it proper value and give it due respect. And Allah is swearing. I mean, Allah doesn't need to swear. When in our human terms, when we feel that the recipient of our statement might have some doubt in the truthfulness of my statement, I start swearing by saying, Wallahi, this is correct, so that I'm emphasizing that my statement is correct. Allah doesn't need to swear, actually, because his statement is truth. But still Allah does that to give even more attention that what I am saying is really, really 100% truth. And Allah is swearing, and he swears with whomever he wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is making qasam, taking oath or making qasam by bima tubsirun wa ma la tubsirun, all the things that we see and all the things we don't see. And the things we see is this in this physical world, even with some aided technologies and equipments like the microscope or telescope, the distant things or the very small things, these have become part of the things that we see. And still there are so many things we don't see, even with the equipment we cannot see yet. There is the angels, there are the jinn that is living among us, we can't see them, the devils, the jinn. And maybe there are so many things still beyond our reach. So Allah is swearing by all those things, meaning from by everything. Allah is swearing and saying that this is the words of the messenger, qawlu rasulin kareem, two messengers actually. So the words of Allah is carried to us via two messengers, one among the angels, which is Jibreel, and one among the humankind, that is Prophet Muhammad. And then it became knowledge to us through this Quran, through these two messengers, Rasul and Kareem. And these are not the words of a poet or a sooth fortune teller. Rather, this is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is guaranteeing that nothing is added here, not a single word, not a part of a word, بعض الأقاويل, nothing is added. if Prophet Muhammad dared to add a single word in this Quran, Allah would have captured him and branded him as a liar, and he would vanish. Nobody will be able to save Prophet Muhammad if Allah wants to touch him with evil, and if he dared to say anything from his own self. قطعنا منه الوتين فما منكم من أحد عنه حاجزين. So the Quran was not corrupted as the other books or scripture has been corrupted. The Torah, the Injil, the Bible. Okay. So this is a great opportunity, a great gift for the mankind, that we are receiving the verbatim exact words of Allah through these angels and through His messengers to us without any distortion. Isn't it the greatest gift then, and the single unique source that was not distorted? So let's rejoice and feel proud that we have this source. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. Let them rejoice because of Allah's mercy and rahmah through this Quran that came to the mankind. هو خير مما يجمعون. It is far better than all the things that they collectively possess. All the things that we own, this Quran is the most valuable thing. But alas, many of us, we don't pay the proper respect and give the proper value of this Quran. If the Quran was floated in the IPO market, the valuation comes, then it would be priceless. I mean, nothing can be as valuable as the Quran. And the final conclusion, that this is a tadhkira lil muttaqeen. This Quran is beneficial and a reminder for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But who do not fear, who alayhim ama. This Quran just is adding to the registry of their evils and their bad deeds. And they don't benefit from the Quran. So in order to receive the Quran properly, you need to prepare yourself for it first. You need to remove all the prejudices, all the biasness, all the... You need to be and feel eagerness and feel humbleness. And then the Quran will start to throw its gems and jewels and benefits to you. But if you come to it just to prove that it is wrong and come to it with a challenging and arrogant mind, like many of the Orientalists, they studied the Quran but with not the good intention. It's not a guidance for them. Allah said it very clearly in the very beginning of the Quran, Hudan lil Muttaqeen. This book is a guidance for Muttaqeen. And here Allah is repeating, Wa innahu la tadhkiratun lil Muttaqeen. This book is a reminder for the muttaqeen. And that's why Allah says, وَإِنَّا لَنَعْلَمُ أَنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُكَذِّبِينَ. And I know very well that many of you, they belie this Quran. So it will be حَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. It will be a subject of sadness and a subject of distress and sadness and repentance, and when this thing will not benefit عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, those who unbelieved, those who are non-believers, on the Day of Judgment, when they will see that the people of Quran are receiving such a great rank, they will start to feel sad and they will say that it would have been much better if we have accepted the Quran. وَإِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينَ. And Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. Glorify your Lord who has brought this Quran, that has all these stories, that has all these lessons from histories, and which was protected from any distortions, and which comes and tells this wonderful tales about what will happen on the day of judgment. All these windows of the future is been exposed through this Quran, and full of wisdom and no contradictions. So what, we should glorify Allah for this gift. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among those who value the Quran and benefit from it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.